We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Orev, Halacha Dalid. Towards the end of paragraph Yud, we're up to a subparagraph. In our Likutei Halachos, this is page 255, the right-hand column, a little more than halfway down the page. We were talking about Sfiras Omer, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, counting the Omer and bringing the special Korban Mincha from barley that's brought for the Omer, which is very similar to the Mincha of barley that's brought by a woman who is Soita. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about the connection there and how it's connected to the chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 32 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a Sefer Torah and about Sfarim in general. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to close this topic. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand the significance of counting the days to the Omer. Till now, we spoke about the Korban itself, the Mincha of barley. Now he's going to address the issue of counting the days. Because forgetting is associated with a length of time going by. Many days. Many days go by, a person forgets. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, b'ravois hayomim hakol nishkach, that when a lot of days will go by, everything will be forgotten. V'al kein his here, Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-sholem, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Jews, z'chor yemoy soylam, remember the days of the world. V'al kein Takeif Shemevian Hoimer Shum Minchas Kenois B'mochras HaPesach, and this is why as soon as they bring this Korban Omer, which is comparable to the Mincha that was brought by the woman who is a Soita, on the day, the second day of Pesach, Azai Maschilen Lispor Hayomim, that's when we start counting the days, Kedei Lishmor Kol Yoim Vayoim, in order for us to watch over each and every day, Sheyiyeh Mekusher El Hoimer, that it should be attached to this Korban, to this Hoimer. Shebechol Yoim Vayoim Namshech Aleinu Kedushas Ruchoi Shel Moshiach, so that on each and every one of those 49 days, we're drawing upon ourselves the holiness of that Korban Hoimer, which we saw in the previous year, is tied into the spirit, the Holy Spirit of Moshiach. Kedei shenizkor v'loy nishkach es horeshimu shel yoyim horishin shel Pesach, so that we'll remember and we will not forget the imprint that was left on that first day of Pesach, shehu yitzias Mitzrayim, which is when the Jews left Egypt, sheroinu boy hisgalus elokusias borach ayin bayin, during which we were able to see the revelation of Hashem with our eye, clear. V'alkein nikro sfira, and this is why counting, the term for counting here is sfira, l'shoin sefer, just like the word sefer that we discussed in the previous year. Shehu l'zikorain, a sefer, something is written in a book for in order for it to be remembered. L'saper gdulosoi ugvurosoi isborach, and also to tell over. L'saper means to tell. To tell and publicize and glorify the greatness of Hashem. Shezeo biatzmoi bechinas sfira. And that's what this period of time, this sfira soimer, is all about. Kedei lekashram kulam el hoimer. That we want to attach all of these days to the oimer. Shehu bechinas ruach kino shel Moshiach. Which we said that just like the minchas soirim, that's brought by the Soita, is brought because of a vengeful spirit on the part of her husband, that her husband is jealous, there's a kanos, a holy jealousy, it's my wife, I'm not looking for her to be with anybody else. So too, we mentioned that by Moshiach, there is this ruach, this kanos, over Pigama Bris. Kedei sheloi nishkach gvuroisa v'neflois kanal, in order to help that we should not forget Hashem's power and wondrous miracles, al yedei ribui hayomim chasashon, by the fact that there'll be many days going by. And usually when days go by, people forget things. Rak adaraba, but rather just the opposite in this case. Kol yoim v'yoim yoidia lechaveroi gedulosoi shel yoitze bereshis. Each and every day will convey to the next day the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of the Creator. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, yoim leyoim yabia oimer. One day to the next day speaks. It speaks, it communicates. Bechinas yomim yidaberu. As we find in another Pasuk, days will tell, will speak. So we see there is a concept, there's a norm that usually when days go by, things are forgotten. But there's a concept of days, when the days are holy, when the days are being handled properly, where each day shares and gives over to the next day what the holiness that it has. V'hakol zoichen al yidei ruchoi shel Moshiach shu ruach kina, shu b'chinas oimer soirim. And through this, everybody can be privileged through the spirit of Moshiach, which is that vengeful spirit, which is the oimer soirim. Shemetaher mizua masniuf, which purifies from the tumah of pigama bris, shemishom hashikha, and we saw earlier that's what causes people to forget Hashem, to forget holiness, umevatel kol haminus vapikursis menoilam, and it eliminates all denial of Hashem, all atheism, all philosophy from the world. Because it reminds each and every single person about the greatness of Hashem. What reminds? The Korban Omer and the mitzvah of Sfira Omer, where we're counting the days from the time that the Korban Omer is brought until Kabbalah Satoira. Now Rav Nosson Zal closes this halacha quoting a statement from the Gemara which he attaches to this. There's a famous statement where the Gemara says, Hashem says, Borosi Yetzahara, I created the evil inclination, Borosi Torah Tavlin, and I created the Torah, which is an antidote. Tavlin means an antidote in this context, but Tavlin also means spices. Spices, perfume is called Tavlin. So Rav Nosson Zal points out, look at the choice of words that the Gemara uses. Tavlin, daika. Bechinas reyach toiv. Tavlin usually refers to something that has a good smell. Shehu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. That's the concept of the spirit of Moshiach. Moshiach is called ruach apeinu Moshiach Hashem, the breath of our nostrils. Sheshoire al anpeoi raisa. And we learned earlier that the spirit of Moshiach rests on the Torah, on the Sforim of the Torah. V'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei amoyim, we quoted. Shehu bechinas reyach. And we know that Moshiach is associated with the sense of smell. The Gemara says that certain tzaddikim were able to recognize the truth by looking at someone. And the Gemara says Moshiach will be moirach vadoin. He will smell the truth. He'll have this purity of smell, which represents all kinds of things in the Kiddusha. Kamuva kama pomim, as is brought in many places, that Moshiach represents the sense of smell, which is the only one that did not participate in the Eitz Hadas. If you study the Parsha of the Eitz Hadas, it says she saw, tasted, touched, all four out of the five senses participated in the Eitz Hadas. Smell was not included. And this is why smell remained holy on the highest level. And smell represents Moshiach, Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem. Shehu Ruach Kino. This represents that holy spirit, that vengeful spirit, Shemevatel Taiva Zois, which eliminates the illegal, the wrong type of desire for women, Shehi Iker Hayetzahora, which is the main focus of the Yetzahora, the evil inclination, Kemavoyer B'Mokamachar, as is explained in other places in our teachings. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, halacha Dalid, and we're shown here that halacha Hey, the fifth discussion about the topic of Orev, appears earlier, about 30 pages earlier, Behilchas Gevi Ois Choiv, halacha Hey, Ois Chof Gimel. There, within that topic, Rav Nosson Zal also discussed and elaborated on the topic of Orev. With this, we finish the topic of Orev. We go on to a new topic now.